Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. It's the crossover. Hello, gentlemen.
How we doing?
Yeah.
How we doing, Guru?
Well,
how we doing?
I always think I sound one way on the radio, and then you two come in here and say, no, you sounded like this. I was okay coming in, but up 111-107 in your home with 2 minutes to left, 2 minutes left, you got to close that, Dibs and Willard. And that's why I'm down.
Okay. And, you know, I think it's fair to say, and I'm going to say it, I don't want you to, and you probably won't because you're best friends with the guy, but Steph Curry and the shimmy shake, dude, put the shimmy away. You hit a three. Good job, Steph. You're up four in a game you need to win. Knock it off.
But he had 18 in the fourth, and you're in
right.
that game because
right.
of him, Willard.
Put the shimmy shake away.
What's wrong with happiness?
Yes.
Why do you do this?
It's not happiness. But you know what that was? Taunting.
You're going to come out of last
taunting.
Night worried about a celebration?
I'm not worried about it.
Like, I mean,
I'm
should
not
have been
worried,
the night-night.
You know what?
Should not. Like, if he had done a night-night, and then 14 seconds later, the game's tied. I think that's against the rules.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure.
What did Kawhi do when he made a bucket to put them up? Exactly.
He's a total snooze. He's impressive, though.
How great was he?
Unguardable.
You were in the house.
Yeah, we were in the building. He's an impressive player.
No, that was a great game.
I don't want to completely lose sight of that. Like, I get how frustrating this is.
Got a game tomorrow.
Well, here's kind of my overall takeaway. This is not a disastrous loss. It's a huge ego slap.
Ooh.
Is what last Ooh. Night was. Yesterday afternoon, whatever. It's a huge ego slap because two things happened. Number one, you lost your last three home games.
So it
feels like you sort of gave something back. And I don't point to yesterday as much as you point to the San Antonio game. And so that's disappointing. That happens, though, in the NBA. But it's that label. You're a play-in team. And I think that's the hard part today.
Third time in 5 years.
Yeah, because at the same time, the three seed won two more games than you. Like, I really do not. Yes, the Lakers won 50, you won 48. They're the three seed. And they are two games ahead.
Well, that's
of you.
Why the Spurs and all that stuff.
I know,
but Miami hurt.
But every team has those. Every team can look at the 82 and go, remember when we gaffed that stupid thing? And they can do that five times. So I get it. It was the last week. I'm not excusing it. That's a terrible loss. I called it the loss of the year when they did it. But I still don't think today there is much difference between these five or six teams. I just don't think
even
much,
now with man, the finger, Dre's neck, and the the leg issue.
The Clippers are
thigh contusion.
I don't know what that's going to look like tomorrow night. But the Clippers are phenomenal. You lost to them in overtime. The Lakers, the Wolves, the Warriors, the Clippers, the Nuggets, they're all flawed and all really good, but you got that label. You're playing team.
Right. They earned the label. You were 1-7 against LA, 0-4 against the Clippers, 1-3 against the Lakers. So you earned it. Like, if you want to talk about you being a playing team, the Clippers, you had no answer for. And the Lakers, you beat once, and we can talk about pre-Jimmy, post-Jimmy.
And I would. I don't think you can remove that. I just don't.
You can't remove the fact that they were 1-7 in those games, and if they were 3-5, they would be in the playoffs.
Yeah,
3-5,
1-1 against those teams with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, 1-7 for the year, and they all count the same.
They do. Yeah, and that's the way it works. But the team that we're covering right now, that hopefully will win a basketball game tomorrow night, is this team. And this team is clearly one of the best five teams in the West, but they were unable to overcome whatever happened at the beginning of the year, and we all know that story. But that's what it sets up. Everything's totally fine if they win tomorrow night, but now that's what you got. You have 48 minutes to have it not go wrong.
Because you had the greatest tweet of the weekend. I think they'll win Tuesday. Yeah.
They'll win tomorrow night.
I think. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah, but the balloon pops if they don't win tomorrow night. That's the way I look at it.
But it really doesn't because they got Friday.
No, balloon pops.
Wow.
If you want to actually do anything in the playoffs, you have to win tomorrow night, in my mind. Have to.
Well, the history would tell you that that's the case. And if you want to look at Oklahoma City with their plus-minus point differential,
good Lord,
it's the best of all time. And if you look at the teams that are 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 all time, they all won the NBA title. So are you telling me that you as an 8 – are going to beat that team as a 1? And I won't even tell you about the teams who've won 67, and I did it last week on our show about how many of those teams actually won the title, teams that won 67, and they're now, I think, the 14th to ever do it, and I think it's 9 for 14. So, yeah, this is a little bit different than you beating Dallas with Avery Johnson, right, as the head coach. This is a whole different team now you're going to try to knock off if you're the 8.
And you don't get to practice. Like Steve talked about that after the Portland game, about hoping that they could win Sunday because then you would, A, get a break, but also, like, fully get a few days.
I thought that's what it was about.
He lowered the rotation, obviously, and they would like to use that in the playoffs, and he wants to practice with it. And if you have to play Friday night, you have no opportunity to do that because you have to get ready for Friday's opponent. I just don't, like, I don't find Friday to be any more. There's no solace in that now. There was solace in tomorrow night yesterday. For me, there is no solace in Friday if they don't win tomorrow night.
And I think it's obvious, or it has. I mean, you can disagree with me, but they've looked tired the last week. They just have, and now it's starting really. So they're up against it. They got a lot. They got a lot to overcome.
Do you think they looked tired yesterday?
I did.
So I thought yesterday was a great basketball game.
I thought it was a great game.
Great basketball game.
I thought it was a great game. But I think cutting down the rotation yesterday kind of hurt them a little bit late in regulation and late in overtime.
Huh.
I just can't dismiss the timing of the turnovers. They are critical. Like, they are at the time of the game when you just cannot have them. You'd be, what was Steph doing dribbling in the corner?
That's the standout one for me. But don't forget, Steph came out turning the ball over.
He did.
Game started with him hucking the ball all over the yard.
And 15 turnovers in an overtime game is not terrible.
Eight of them are from one guy, it is. Yeah. That's a horrid number.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
I mean, that's a horrible
36 minus 16 on the night. When do you see that?
He's Steph, so it's almost irrelevant. And his shooting in the fourth quarter
brought you 18 points.
Unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. But 8 turnovers by one person.
The worst time ever.
Yep. And 2 turns in overtime and, 2 of the 3. And I thought that when you got down in the fourth quarter, the last, 2 or 3 minutes, Steiny, the offense got into a spot where GP2 didn't want to shoot. Jimmy Butler was not getting to the basket. It was either, Steph, you go crazy, or we're going to throw it out to Draymond for a corner three, or or what. I thought that the offense in that fourth quarter got really, really bad.
It did.
And, you know, that's where you get GP2. He has to look to score. He had a couple of chances
right
where,
there.
I mean, right there, like inside 8 feet, 4 feet. Go ahead and try. Try it, kid.
And God, that's, I mean, it's just where kind of Harden and Kawhi, like, they got nothing going, nothing going.
Throw it up.
They can get a half decent shot. And Harden made a wide open one from the corner. That one hurt.
Yep.
But then the one he makes at the top of the circle, oh, that's just God's a great shot.
It's just an absurd shot.
Step back.
He might have gotten fouled on that, too.
Well, and, I mean, just Kawhi. Like, he gets the ball.
He's incredible.
And it's, I'm going to do three or four dribbles and get to 15, 18 feet, whatever it is. I'm going to turn my shoulder. You can't stop it. You can't guard it. You can't block it. He's almost like Kevin Durant in that way, where, like, the mid-range, and he just
like
kept
Jordan
making
with the
it,
mid-range.
Right? Yeah.
Any problem with Dre's foul in regulation? Where they were at 4 seconds on the shot clock, Stein is like, dude, he had Dre beat where they were going to get the ball back if he missed. If he made it, you were going to get the ball back. But that foul was like, okay, we're guaranteed overtime if you miss. And the Clippers missed. I thought that was a terrible play.
It felt disappointing from an entertainment standpoint because you were like, you know, at that moment, you're like, maybe, right?
Two for
maybe
one.
Get a stop and maybe you can win the game right now. So when that got taken away as a fan, you're kind of like, oh, that's a bummer. Because you never like it when it's just like either they win or overtime. But
I hate that one.
But it didn't hurt him, right? He missed a shot. He missed a shot. So you know, it worked out.
The other thing that to me becomes apparent in these games, and I'll spin it as it's just a testament to the greatness of Steph Curry, but just think of this game yesterday. It's like Kawhi has the ball. Bounce, 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 back in, hip, fade away. 15-footer, almost automatic, okay? Steph, zip, 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 run around.
Run.
Come off a screen, catch, give it up. It's just so much harder. And Kawhi's 6'7", strong, and Steph's, unfortunately, you know, not four, you know, 6'3". It's just harder for him to be spectacular.
That's why we love him so much, right?
I mean.
Everything he does is harder. Yet he does it better than almost everybody who has it easier.
And brought us back and gave us a lead, a four again. Had the lead on San Antonio at home.
Yeah, and maybe the shimmy was actually him having PTSD about what was going to happen. Maybe it wasn't a shimmy at all. Maybe it was like, oh God, the shivers, because he knew what the Clippers were going to do. As to your question about the foul, if you're going to foul and you have a foul to give, do it right away. And I know that Steve said that they want to try and get a steal, and they tried, and then you don't get the steal, and then now you get inside of 24, and now you foul to give. Now you've kind of basically sealed your fate where it's a make or miss leak.
Why do it right away?
Because you have a foul to give.
Right, but
so
that doesn't
make
do
a real gamble like right away. Like, make a real gamble for a steal.
Well, if it would have been more than 14 seconds left,
well, you're
then,
right.
then the Warriors still would have gotten the ball back.
I think the point is
they lost their possession.
Right, well, they got the ball back with like 33. Yeah.
Right.
The Clippers did.
The point, I think, though, is to try to condense the possession so that they're in a hurry and have to rush a shot without getting a chance to move the ball around and find a perfect look and all that. But I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're in a bad spot by the time you get to that position.
Well, off a Curry turnover, number six.
Yep.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I also think when you have a foul to give, especially with a guy like Draymond, he knows it. He's probably going to take it, maybe even in his thinking he was like, I don't have to take one. But I thought Kawhi had gotten by him just a little bit, and he was going to.
Yeah,
I thought he did too, and he was just like, I'm just going to cut my losses right now. But, you know, they ended up getting into overtime.
Am I being unfair when we hear, and I'm asking, DPOY, and Dre's been on a run, but yet I didn't see him on Kawhi and Harden, two Hall of future Hall of Famers. Is that fair for me to say, well, go give me some of that on them? Make it a bit more difficult, but
is, I'm just asking, because DPOY is a heavy, that's a big thing. And I'm like, well, yeah, plays, don't do it on him.
But he plays a lot of five. So who's guarding Zubats when Looney's in?
Well, nobody. Not,
you know what I mean?
17 rebounds.
Yeah. I don't know. I know what you mean, but like, that's sort of that like side spotlight of like
the, that's not his position type of.
I think that you're looking at each matchup as a team defense, and if they put him out there to satisfy some sort of like ego award, does that? I think that puts them in. It's already a bad matchup. It's already a very, very difficult matchup.
They swept it 4-0. Yeah. Dib said it.
Right. And who else will guard Kawhi?
Maybe Kuminga?
Well, and there it is. First Kuminga reference. And so, yeah, maybe Kuminga. And, you know, I'm looking at the play now, Steiny, with Draymond fouling. There's 2.5 on the shot clock.
Oh.
And, you know, Kawhi might have a half a shoulder, half a man on him. But for me, in that spot, if you're going to give a foul, you give it earlier. Instead, he gave it here. And then they got the ball in. They didn't score.
Yeah.
Right. And you got overtime. But, you know, if it was Kuminga, could Kuminga guard Kawhi Leonard? I don't know who can guard Kawhi Leonard. And you're asking for a 22-year-old Kuminga who is, you know, wildly inexperienced in these spots. And I threw this out earlier on the YouTube, and you probably missed it
because
the comments were flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Kuminga for his career, 7.7 minutes a game in the playoffs.
Wow.
7.7. And if you want to look at all the games where he got 44 seconds, 2 minutes and 12,
damn,
.114, this coaching staff, love him or hate him, they don't believe in Jonathan in these games.
Willard, you were in the house. Evan used the word drastic. I know it's topic fatigue, but today we got to just...
No, it's...
We don't run from any topic.
This is new.
Where you're shocked that he got a DMP.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm not a beat reporter, and I was there as a fan, so it was halfway through the second quarter when I noticed. And I went, hey,
where's he at?
I'm looking over at the bench like, did he have to go to the bathroom or something? Like, where's Jonathan? And so collectively as a group, we start chatting about it. And lovely Christie's like, no, he went in. And I go, I don't think he went in. And so we had to pull out the box score. And there's the box score that says player has not entered the game. And so then I'm like, okay, I need to go to Slates. I need to go to Twitter. And that's where I saw Slater's tweet that GP2 went in Jonathan's normal rotation spot. And word was that the rotation had been tightened. And so it was surprising in the moment, but I'll tell you this, the breadcrumbs, now that we know, the breadcrumbs were there all last week.
No, when he said to you all,
that was
he
one
don't
of them.
Fit.
That was one of them. The big one was in Portland on Friday night, and I bet everybody went to bed and you partied and had a drink or whatever because it's Friday night and it was an easy win.
And the last thing for me, the four stewards, Kerr, Dre, Butler, and Steph said the 50-50 balls bothered them.
Yeah.
Even Steph admitted, I didn't, and maybe it's age, you're tired, you're gassed. I'm like, here I go. You got a 22-year-old, maybe on a good day,
and I'm gonna
need.
I'm going to say exactly what Steiny has said to you all day. When the hell has he ever done that? I'm sorry.
I have nothing
when
for that.
When the hell has he ever been that guy? He's never been that guy. And so we can, and I think there are portions of everything that we're all going to do today and think about Warrior basketball for another 27 hours until they play again. Obviously, this is a very, very big story, but the bottom line is right now, and the comment that he made after the Portland game was,
oh, man,
we were a little better a few weeks ago.
The group.
And now we've gotten a little worse a few weeks ago. And I heard it in the moment, and my mind immediately went, oh, crap. I hope that's...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's not what he means by that. I hope he doesn't mean worse when Jonathan got back.
Can we play that? Because yes. I missed this on Friday.
No, no, no. Lucas, and Grady says he's got it. So listen to this. This is after they beat Portland. Yeah. This is very, I think, so important today.
We got the job done. You know, we got the win. Obviously, they had most of their team out, so this was the expected result. But we needed to get it done and to put ourselves in a great position, and which we've done. But the game has to connect. There has to be a rhythm to both ends of the floor. And I didn't see that much tonight. 10, 15 minutes of that and the other 35 or so, not good basketball. Game's got to flow. We have to pass the ball better. We have to get spaced better. We have to develop a rhythm. We were in a better place, I think, a few weeks ago. We were playing with more rhythm, more flow, more two-way connection, and we have to get back to that. The last couple weeks have been a little choppy.
Second I heard it, I'm like, oh.
And who doesn't play?
I hadn't heard that. That's where my mind went, and I went, you know what? We're just going to file that because I don't know that that's what he means. But boy, did he affirmatively come out the next game and tell us that's exactly what he meant.
Okay, right on the table.
Flat out.
How long does that last? Is he playing after they lost the game yesterday?
Well, Dibs and I already have a little thing going on tomorrow night. I'll take the under on half a minute.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I take the over. I'll take the
under. And I heard you earlier, and I heard you, Steiny, and I think about like what I was reading from the people in the know where, you know, the Clippers demand defensively a lot of ball movement, and that's not his thing. I do believe that Memphis is a different animal, and you can go ahead and play him, and his athleticism plays more against a team that's more isolation-based. And I'm just fascinated by that cut you just played. And Steve Kerr said 10 to 15 minutes. It didn't flow. You know how many minutes Kuminga played against Portland?
I'll bet 10 to 15.
17.
Oh, man.
So 17. He played two good minutes.
Well, he was 2 of 7, and he had 10 points. He was a plus 4, but they were a plus 17, which means he was a minus 13 versus the overall team.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Steve Kerr talked about 10 or 15 minutes, and he played 17. That, to me, is like, wow.
We'll get into it further. I want to mention this to everybody. Between the 4 and 5:30 window today, you need to be listening. We've got tickets to tomorrow's game.
There you go.
Okay. We've got tickets to tomorrow's game. So make sure you are listening between 4 and 5:30. That's the window where it will happen. So if you would like to be in the building at Chase Center tomorrow night for what is just the ultimate situation for the Warriors, be with us today between 4 and 5:30. We've got tickets to tomorrow night's game. And speaking of tomorrow night's game, and I have to say this through my teeth. First of all, I'm a Warrior fan, so I don't have it in me to do anything but root for them to do well and win when they play. But I have to also keep it real with you guys on something that kept going through my head in the building last night. Whenever they were up, we're pumping fists, we're high-fiving.
Oh, man.
Get that playoff spot. And then when the Clippers would make a run and take a lead, I couldn't avoid the feeling that would go through me, which was, it's probably for the best.
So you're assuming, like me, you're going to beat Memphis?
Yeah, listen, the balloon pops if they lose.
But in reality, it doesn't. You got Friday.
I think that, well, no, forget Friday, because it's preventative. That's just my view on it. But I don't think you can even argue. Houston is a better spot for the Warriors than the Lakers.
But they just came and beat us.
Yeah, so what? That was one basketball game. That was one basketball game.
Let's just hope, Willard, that you guys aren't giving away tickets to Friday's game.
Holy crap, amen. No, they have.
But to lose three home games in a row at the end after what you built.
Yeah.
I don't see. Yeah. I see a tough game tomorrow. I don't see a case.
Memphis. There's a lot. Yes, there's a Memphis. There's a lot on the line. Yeah. But
yeah,
did I hear you say earlier like Memphis is playing well? They've won 4 in a row.
3.
I made a mistake.
Yeah, Memphis stinks.
Oh, right. I don't know about that.
Memphis is dangerous, but they're
not smart, man.
They're talented,
not smart.
They haven't won a big game in about a month and a half.
Man. No, they haven't beaten a 500 team in a while.
So. That's what I'm getting at. You can lose tomorrow night.
Jaw coming with his grenades.
And the balloon pops.
Oh, yeah.
But they should win tomorrow night, and Memphis is not good.
All right.
They're not.
All right, you heard it. That's a pick me up from Willard.
What's up? What you got, dude?
I just want to share this with you because we talked about an old team and can an old team go on a run? And I was doing a deep dive earlier about the Bulls in the last year that they won the title with a 37-year-old Rodman, Jordan 35, Harper 34, Pippen 33. They beat the Jazz, and I found this game. Game 3, NBA Finals, Chicago 96, Utah 54.
That
96.
Happened. What?
54.
That happened.
That actually happened. Utah went 14, 17, 14, and 9, and the Bulls won it 96-54.
So has to be a record for NBA Finals.
It is a record. And I just found that, and I thought you would love it, Steiny, because it was 1998, and things were different then.
What was Malone that day? You got the box up?
Oh, I do.
4 for 16.
No, 8 for 11. He had 22.
That means he probably didn't play a lot.
He played 31 minutes.
He had half their points almost. Dude.
Byron Russell, 5. Horney had 6. John Stockton had 2. Greg Ostertag, 1 of 7. He had a deuce. 54. Shandon Anderson with 8. Chris Morris with 5. And then a bunch of nobodies with absolutely nothing, including Antoine Carr off the bench.
Yeah, Wichita State.
54 points, Steiny.
That's not a lot,
like Dibs. That. No.
That's not a lot.
It's tough to win.
Although our three veterans right now are all ailing a little bit.
Well, that's the one thing I'd worry about. I don't know. I don't know what they're – I don't know how they're all doing.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Fun fact from Steiny and Goo.
Have a seat.
We always make fun.
It's a big day, Steiny.
Of the movies this man has not watched.
You're not going to do this right now.
Saturday, we both go with our families and see the same movie, Freaky Tales. So we come in, I go, Steiny, I've seen Freaky Tales. He saw it too.
Yeah.
You saw a movie?
Dude,
Saturday.
Called Freaky Tales.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a movie about Oakland.
Yeah.
Night of Sleepy Floyd's.
Too short?
Ask me what I think about it.
What did you think about
it?
No, I loved
Goo.
It. Yeah.
Well, shocker. Goo loves something that you thought was mediocre.
I thought the samurai sword had too big of a role in the ending.
Chris Mullin had a cameo. Yeah.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
You guys bring it home on 95.7 The Game.
I don't know.